We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, let's do it. Marks and Reese, we're commercial-free here for the next stretch at 215-592-9494. Twitter, at Marks Reese WIP. That's also our text line number, 215-592-9494. Darius Slay's coming up at 525 today, Ike, as he's going through his first Dallas Cowboys week. And it's a Thursday, so Slay is coming up at 525. Phone calls until then.
Yeah, Slay's probably like, yeah, we played Dallas last year when I was in Detroit. It didn't feel like this.
He seems pretty excited.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, because there aren't many NFL rivalries for players to where you get that old college feeling back.
Yeah.
Like Baltimore-Pittsburgh is one.
Yes.
Right? Where it's back and forth, right? Between those two. I think I heard a stat earlier that I guess Harbaugh and Tomlin, this will be their 25th meeting.
That's incredible.
And that's the most of two coaches since the Super Bowl era.
Is that right?
They're in the same division.
Well, it makes sense. Normally, two coaches don't hang around for 12, 13, 14
exactly.
years.
In the same division.
In the same division.
To where you're playing twice a year.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, think about that, man.
Yeah, not like you said. First of all, it's hard to find one coach in the same division for 10-plus years, let alone two. Because then that means you have two teams that are usually good.
And winning Super Bowls, which both of those teams are.
Which both of those have done.
Yeah, because who in the NFC East under Andy would have been the closest? I mean, Coughlin.
Or Jason Garrett.
Garrett was there, but he also, Andy was gone in 12.
Yeah.
It had to be Coughlin. I mean,
Coughlin.
Well, we went through Fossil for about.
Fossil for a long,
about
for
about
5 years?
5 years, yeah.
Coughlin was 07?
It was before that.
Yeah,
I
think he was, I think you're right, like 05 maybe.
Hold on, yeah, did he take Eli? I can't remember if he drafted Eli.
I believe so.
Yeah, so that might have been his first draft.
Mm.
03 to 04.
Yeah, but you're right. It's not often that you get two. I mean, if you're with a team for 12 years or so, which I believe both of those guys are with, I mean, that means that you are a top coach in the NFL, that your team is winning.
Yeah, this is Harbaugh's 13th season.
Yes, 08.
08, I thought it was 07. So, you're right. This is the 13th season, though.
Yep.
He's completed 12 already. This is 13. Yeah.
Do we have the Harbaugh drop to get us in the commercial free? I made sure
Love, I agree.
So we have two Super Bowl winning coaches, Jack. We have the one from Big Red.
Man, I love Ike Reese.
And then we have John Harbaugh.
Yeah, love Ike Reese.
Tom Brady looked off Ike Reese in the middle of the field.
No, that wasn't the one you're supposed to win to. Okay, now that's probably a better one.
Yeah. Listen.
I was going to say the other one. They're going after Ike Reese.
Yeah, they're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
That's one of my favorites right there.
That is awesome. I'm so glad you got that on the board, Jack.
Yes.
Excellent. 215-592-9494. So we'll talk to Slay about the rivalry and how he's feeling on Thursday.
See if you can get Nick to do one of those.
Who?
Nick Saban. Yeah, get him.
We definitely have to. In the offseason, we have to.
Good luck.
We have to get him on, Jack.
Start now?
Yeah. Start now, yes. So this probably get him here after the draft sometime.
This is for next June.
Here's the difference, though. He ain't going to say, I love Ike Reese.
He's going to say, who?
Somebody who? What?
Whatever happened to Ike Reese?
Let's go to the phones. So what do you think?
Cold-blooded, man.
Are you worried about the game on Sunday night? Fred in Franklinville. What's up, Fred? How are you?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good, Fred.
Hey, I just want to talk about Sunday. I'm not worried about the Eagles losing, but this is the NFL, and I think they're all, the best of the best, so you can't ever count anybody out. That's just my opinion. I mean, all these guys are in the NFL for a reason.
Yeah, but the Cowboys aren't the best of the best.
Yeah, right? I think
they're the worst of the best, the Cowboys. One of the worst of the best.
Yeah, like I said, I'm not worried. I do think the Eagles are a better team, but, you know.
But you're
Cowboys
worried. It's okay.
Up.
Like, but you still, like, even when you say you're not worried, you say that you're worried.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm always worried because they're, you know, the best of the best, in my opinion. Anybody in the NFL, the best of the best.
All right.
In the NFL.
So what do you think the final score is then?
I'm going to say 24-9.
24-9. All right.
Yes.
All right, Fred. There you go.
That's
see?
Three field goals for the Cowboys.
Sounds good to me.
Isn't it great, Jack? It's like, oh, I'm worried. 24-9.
Yeah. Listen, no one's really worried.
I agree.
Ben DiNucci.
Yeah.
DiNucci.
See, you guys are using the term worried, and you take it to the extreme. That's different than saying I have no concern.
Mm.
It's just completely different. It just is. It's not the same thing.
Okay, because to your point, you still think the Eagles are going to win.
Of course
you
I just think they're going to win.
There's worry in your head based on what you've seen from the Eagles this year.
Exactly. No, there's concern that the Eagles won't come out and play like they're supposed to and let the Cowboys hang around.
Mm.
Like, there's where the concern is at. I don't know how anybody could sit here and say, oh, I know the Eagles are coming out. They're going to click on all cylinders. We're going to roll. We're going to put up 30-plus points. Like, what?
I don't believe that.
I haven't seen that all year.
I mean, I don't know about
– I haven't seen that once this year. I haven't seen that for two quarters. Like, give me the two best quarters the Eagles have played consecutively. And tell me what they look like.
Consecutive games?
No, quarters.
Quarters.
No, I can't do that, Ike.
Not even games, Jack. Quarters.
No, I don't think I can do that, honestly. Yep.
Really, it's been the fourth quarter of the last –
Yeah. It's been the fourth quarter of the last 3 weeks. Yep.
Yeah.
Let's go to Liam in Lansdale. Liam, what's up? How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
What's up, Liam?
Yeah, so going into Sunday, you know, I mean, when you look at both teams and you look at how the Cowboys have been playing, I mean, the Eagles have no excuse to completely steamroll this team. But, you know, you were talking about how a lot of people are looking at this game and they're worried just because of the Cowboys. I mean, that's just not true. I mean, they blew a 17-0 lead to Washington. They tied the Bengals. They were down double digits to the Giants in the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. I mean, people have every reason to be worried about this team, and I'm honestly worried about the game too. I mean, I expect them to win, but I wouldn't be surprised if they lose this game.
Why is everybody that calls in, Jack puts the comment, they're going to roll, they're not worried about it, and then by the time I get to them, everybody's worried. This happened for like three or four
calls in a row.
Listen to Ike
too much. I'm listening to Ike over there.
What are you worried about, Liam? See, here's the thing. What's the score? What's the final score on Sunday, Liam?
Final score? 27-20.
All right, 27-20. All right. Listen, all I know is...
If it's 27-20, we're sweating.
All I know is that
I hope it's 27-14 and they score like the last second touchdown.
They call in and they're like, yeah, we're going to roll. I'm not worried about this game. And then they're influenced by Mr. Reese.
The logic. Somebody has to speak logic here.
Well, I mean, someone has to be fair and balanced, right? You're trying to be the fair and balanced one.
No, I'm speaking logic.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's not fair and balanced.
I'm just being realistic.
It's being logical.
I'm just being realistic. Looking at the Cowboys, looking at their quarterback. Looking at their coaching staff.
Still talking about the Cowboys.
Looking at their
they don't talk about the Eagles though.
Because they're like
talk about them Eagles, how great they are.
I don't expect the Eagles to come out and click on all cylinders and it's 37-10 in the fourth quarter and Jalen Hurts is out there running around. I'm not saying I expect that. Like, I'm not saying that the Eagles miraculously now are this great team. But here's what I know, that the Eagles have, even though last week inconsistent, bad third quarter, left points on the board in the second quarter, right? Like, they were clearly the better team, and they clearly had the best quarterback.
Well, how about half of the fourth quarter?
Yeah, okay.
I mean, 6 minutes ago, they were down by 11.
But here's the combination here's why I'm not worried, right? Mm-hmm. Carson Wentz, young weapons, Eagles defense getting to a young quarterback and getting sacks, and then everything that I've been talking about with Dallas, right? I just feel like it's a good matchup for this team right now. Right, with what the Eagles do well, which is get after the quarterback. They have a banged-up offensive line. They have a young quarterback. Right, like, if I'm Jim Schwartz, it's pretty obvious what they have to do. They have to try to run the football. So if you could play the defense, not allowing Zeke to beat you and getting pressure on the quarterback, that's how you win.
That sounds easier said than done.
Well, I know if it was that easy, it would be that easy.
Yeah.
And it's probably not that easy.
I guarantee you it's not that easy.
Mark Sinriso, 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Tasty Cake Studios. Coming up on Monday, 6 o'clock, the Brandon Graham Show with me, with Brandon, with Howard Eskin. And we won't be at Chickies and Pete's this year, so we'll bring Chickies to you on your way home. Grab some crab fries and some wings and a six-pack of Miller Lite and listen to the show. It's all brought to you by Miller Lite and Chickies and Pete's, indoors and outdoors, socially distanced for the best in-game experience.
See, this is what concerns me, right?
Yeah.
We're not going to have Miles Sanders. You're going to have Jason Peters, who's going to start at left tackle or not. And then Mailata's going to start at right tackle or not. Then Jason Peters may not even finish the game at left tackle. And Mailata had to move. He may have to move over to left tackle. By the way, Sua Opeta is the left guard, who completely concerns me. And, oh, by the way, our running back last game had 12 carries for 46 yards, longest of 12 yards, an average of 3.8 yards. I mean, Carson Wentz had to run the ball seven times. You take away Carson's seven rushing attempts, you take away DeSean Jackson's one rushing attempt, that means we attempted I'll include Jalen Hurts' rushing attempts because he's really a running back. He's not a quarterback. He doesn't throw the ball.
No.
We had 12, 14, 16, 18 rushes. 18 rushing attempts to 45-plus passing attempts. 45-plus passing attempts. That's hard, man. That's a hard way to live, man. You're going to keep dropping back like that. Quarterback is whirly-dirling behind the line of scrimmage. He's going to be doing his top. We got to get this run game going, man.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
We just do. We got to get this run game going, man.
Seems like the right week for it.
Yeah.
Although they just cut Dontari Poe, who was apparently 30 pounds overweight.
Yeah, big boy.
Mm-hmm.
In all seriousness, does that scare you at all that they're kind of cutting the veterans and now
yes.
They're giving the young players some – run.
Well, I mean,
is there anything to that?
Yes.
I guess we're doing with the Eagles receivers,
yes.
Aren't we?
Yes.
Yeah, they're identifying what they perceive to be problems in the locker room, and they're getting rid of them. It's actually the smartest thing that Jerry's done probably all year.
Yeah. And
I've been thinking about it a lot in the shower.
And you know what else is happening? And it's another reason why I would stay away from this spread. Mm. That also gets the attention of everyone in the locker room.
That they could be next?
Damn right.
Yeah.
Start cutting players, everybody wakes up. You know, Jerry probably gave one of those damn team speeches to everybody.
You think he gives good speeches?
Oh,
you
yeah.
Feel
absolutely.
Fired up after
fired
Jerry?
Up. Well, he probably told her. I mean, it probably hinted that you'll be out of here next.
Yeah.
I mean, you better go out there and put forth a valiant effort against this Philadelphia Eagles team.
Mm.
Because, see, Jerry Jones is looking at it like this. While everybody's thinking Jerry's tanking, Cowboys going to lose, he's not firing a coach he just gave a five-year deal to. So what would be the point of tanking? He's not going to go draft Trevor Lawrence because he's not going to be in a position to draft Trevor Lawrence. So is he tanking for a quarterback? No. Jerry Jones is almost 80 years old. The last thing he wants to do is sit around and wait for some young quarterback to potentially develop into something. When he's paid all this money to these other guys, he wants to win as soon as possible. So best case scenario for them is they put Dak on the franchise tag again next year at $38, $39
million. Yep.
On a one-year deal. Right? So they're going back at it with Dak next year.
I would agree with you.
They're not trying to tank for Trevor Lawrence. So Jerry Jones realizes if they could just get through this week somehow, Andy Dalton is coming back.
Well, if they get a win this week, they're in control of the division. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. Now, again, I don't think the Cowboys are winning this game, but for us to think somehow the Cowboys are going to just lay down and not come in here Sunday night, and try to win this game, I just don't buy that. They're a wounded team that's being called out, they're calling each other out. That's why Jerry is cutting guys. He wants to get guys back refocused. And the one thing he's done that his players haven't done and coach hasn't done is he's tried to put a positive spin on this thing. Mm. He isn't calling guys out. He's tried to put a positive spin. That's why he got mad at the radio host down there. They're calling into question leadership in his locker room.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, no, that's not a problem. So Jerry.
I have patience to jack with you today.
Jerry has probably let his coaches know. Now, it doesn't mean they're going to win the game. Don't get me wrong. I'm just telling you that the idea that they have somehow thrown in the towel on the season and don't care whether they win or lose, that's a false sense of security you're taking on thinking that's why the Eagles are going to win, because the Cowboys are horrible right now. They aren't going to show up. They're bickering. They're fighting. Okay. When they were 3-5 and Aikman was saying the coaching staff needed to be fired and all this other stuff, they came right here to Philadelphia when the Eagles had everything to play for,
mm-hmm.
and they beat the Eagles on Sunday Night Football.
They did.
When they were 3-5 and they went on a run to win the NFC East that year.
Mm-hmm. They did, with a much different roster.
Well, a different quarterback.
Well,
the roster is pretty much the same.
Well,
it may be better in some areas.
The defensive backfield isn't better than it was then, right? Their offensive line is chopped up now, not healthy, not okay. The same names. Guy, well, I mean, it just, but it's like,
but that's still the same people that were 3-5. That's still the same people that were 3-5. Meaning that offensive line, that secondary, and everything else. No, they got their mojo back because they came here and won. They came here and won, and then that carried over.
Mm-hmm.
They were 3-5. They finished 10-6.
Yeah, I know. With Dak and with the better roster.
They were 3-5 with Dak. The only thing they did was added Amari Cooper.
Let's go to Artie in Ben Salem. Artie, what's up? How are you?
How you doing today, fellas?
Good.
What's up, Artie?
Not too much. I'd hate to say that, well, I don't want to say we're going to roll. We're like maybe a white piece of bread, you know? We're going to win Sunday. I don't know if we're going to roll on top of Dallas, but
so you're confident in a win, but you're not saying it's going to be 34-9.
I'm with Ike when I have to be shut up.
Uh-oh.
The way we look so far in the league. Hey, listen, I got green goggles all the time, but I just apprehensive of saying we're going to roll. We're going to win. I don't know if we're going to roll on them. That's all. And
yeah.
It's a concern, not a worry. Worry's a strong word. I'm concerned. When it comes to that offensive tackle, I really think Mailata should start at left tackle rather than Peters, just because he's our future, it seems like. He didn't lose the job, and I think Peters has lost the job. I just don't think he should go there. And we should treat every game individually. Like this game, people are saying people should rest, not against Dallas, not against the division.
Rest guys? No. I mean, listen, are you talking about some of the injured players?
Yeah.
Yeah, like Johnson. If he thinks he should go, let him go. You know, because we need to win our division games and maybe drop an egg on the other games. I agree with that cat you had on earlier. Mm. We need to win those division games. And who knows? You put Peters in there. What's he going to last? Two downs? One series? Half a quarter? So start Mailata at tackle and put Peters, I don't know, put him on the bench. Put him deep on the bench. That's the way I feel about him right now.
We can use him. We can use a fullback.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, Artie.
Hey,
good, brother.
Third and short. Fourth and short.
Hey, here's the thing with Jason Peters. This week, if Lane doesn't play, then they're off the hook. Mailata's over at right tackle.
Right.
But there's no doubt in my mind that Jason Peters is your starting left tackle going forward.
Yeah, when he's yeah, yeah.
If he's healthy
yeah,
and if he's out there.
I agree. Yes, what they're going to do.
Yeah, I think there's a better chance they move Mailata the guard than Jason Peters.
Oh, there is.
Right?
Yeah.
Let's go to T in Collegeville. Big T, what's up, man? How are you? Don't tell me. Don't tell me you're the C word. T,
hey,
what's up?
I was about to say, you better watch how you talk to me, old head. How y'all doing, man?
Well,
what's up, T?
I can always just put you on hold, so I'm not really all that concerned.
Well, I'm the number one caller. You want to do that? Go ahead.
All right, hang on a second. Let's go to Ryan in Harleysville. Ryan, how are you?
Fellas, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good.
But
anybody that thinks that this game is a lock is delusional.
Uh-oh.
Well, you're speaking to me, Ryan. What's up?
Man, with that running back crew right now, I don't know how they're going to be able to win anything. Did you watch the first three quarters of the last game?
Yes.
Against the
yes.
New York Giants?
I did.
That was pathetic. We got lucky. Are you kidding me? Boston Scott, Corey Clement coming out of the backfield with 3.4 and 3 yards per carry? That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. How about the quarterback play on Thursday night? Carson Wentz was good, not so good, then really good in the end of the fourth quarter, right?
I mean, how much are we going to toss up his – I mean, I didn't really look at the Pro Football Focus stats on this, but, like, some of those passes were interceptable. You know, he got lucky. He got lucky on some of them.
What?
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, so how about the Cowboys' performance, Ryan?
Hey, man, they're trash too. But I think that Ike has a great point when they're releasing people, and this is not a team to be confident about.
No?
You should be scared of this team.
I'm not.
You should be scared of them.
I'm not. The Eagles? Like, if you were to be scared of the Eagles, then I can't argue with you as much, but I'm not scared of this Cowboys team. Come on, man. They got a rookie quarterback from JMU playing this week.
I mean, yeah, it's laughable, but come on. You can't. This team has not played well. You can't be that confident right now.
Thank you, Ryan. I am that confident this week. I am. Absolutely. The offensive line right now for the Cowboys is there's only one, maybe two players that are that's still there, right?
And who's on our offensive line?
And Zach Martin is he's questionable for the game. Who's on our offensive line?
Yeah.
But that I'm
the
not
the bodyguard.
Not, yeah, Jason Peters
he's
is back.
Awesome.
Right, I know, but the point is that compared to 2018, they don't have their offensive line that they had in 2018.
Oh, we know that.
Okay. Well, I mean, but see, that's why I think it's not just about the quarterback. It's not even just about the defense. It's kind of about everything at once, right? Like, rookie quarterback, banged up offensive line, ineffective, that's not good for them. It's good for us. It's good for the Eagles.
Listen, I take that into consideration. I also take into consideration the Eagles. Like that, I also put that into the equation and what they look like.
Mm. Yeah, well, I mean, they did need a unbelievable comeback to win last week, no doubt about that. Got a Door and Window. Receive 20% off all windows and doors. No money down, up to 3 years to pay off interest free. Call Got a Door and Window today, 877 Go Gotta, or visit GUIDA.com. Also, Pizzadelphia 3, the takeout tour. It's presented by Gerhard's Appliances. Tickets go on sale November 9th. Pizzadelphia Festival, normally in person. We can't do that this year, so we're bringing the pizza to you. Every week, a ticket will go on sale that will get you a full-size pizza from five different great Philly pizzerias for just $25. So five pizzas for $25. There's 4 weeks, four different tickets, five pizzerias each week. You can see all the pizzerias and sign up for pre-sale access at PizzadelphiaFest.com. It's brought to you by Family & Company Jewelers, T-Mobile, and Berkshire Hathaway Home Services. Let's check. You think T's ready to go again, Ike? Let's check out T. T and Kyle Joe, what's up, buddy?
What's up, again? What's up, my old head?
T, what's up, buddy?
What's up, T?
Hey, man, I haven't talked to you in a long time. Hope everything's all right.
Going well.
Hey, man, I was just wondering, man. You and Liz all right, man? You're a little frisky today, man.
Me? Yeah, no, we're good. We're good. I've been screwed my whole life being short. Yeah, you know.
And what do you want for Christmas, man? I was thinking chopstick, man, since you get ready to pucker up to Jack's bosom.
To Jack's bosom?
Yeah, T. Well, yeah, T. You're the one who reminds us of this bet. I tend to forget about it, but T never forgets about the bet.
Good things, man. I pay attention.
I don't remember. I don't remember that, T. What are you talking about? That didn't happen. What are you talking about? Yeah, I am going to kiss Jack's bare butt on Market Street. Yes.
Oh,
if they don't, if they win seven games, then I'm going to have to do that. Yes. Yeah, I know. I'm glad you enjoy it. I'm a man of my word. Look at my back.
I hear you. Now, look, you both bring up some points, and let me get it out of the way first before you get all flustered.
Yeah.
The Eagles will win, okay? I repeat, the Eagles will win. Now, you bring up a lot of good points, okay, both of you, all right? But what I'm worried about is a few things, and you already said it, and I want to reiterate. But that left side of our offensive line, help me please. Say a prayer, because old head Jason Peters, he ain't no bodyguard no more. He's more like, you know, about to be a turnstile. And Sua is trash. I mean, you got to worry about that side. So if you want to run little Boston Scott, you better do it on the right side, because the plays better happen quick, because it's looking nasty. And Ike, he was all worried. First of all, Ike, you need some Ike juice on some of these points, man.
They must have been drinking that Ike juice. Ike juice, Ike
juice. What happened? Boston Scott statistically ain't running well, but that defense of the Dallas, man, they're just horrible, man. Boston Scott's going to put up over 80 yards easy. That's not a problem, so you don't need to worry about that. And I'm not a big Boston Scott fan. I'm just going to tell you how it is. But, you know, realistically, man, we're good. Don't worry about it, man. You just got to worry about how we come out the backside for the bye week.
Okay.
T's not worried about it. Thank you, T.
That's good. That's good he's not worried about it. it doesn't change my mind. My mindset, and you want to get through this game with a W. You want to get through this game with a W. Like, I think most people know that this game is not going to be a blowout. Like, I honestly think it's the opposite of what you think. See, you think we're trying to talk ourselves into being concerned about the game. Like, oh, this is going to be a blowout. This is going to be a laugher. We'll have our feet kicked up. No, most people know that's not what's going to happen, or don't feel that that's going to happen.
Mm. Yeah, I agree. That is definitely
what most people are prepared for this game to somehow still be a game in the fourth quarter.
Yep. Yeah, people are concerned. It's well noted. That's our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville, Route 309. If you're getting engaged, that is the place to go, marks-jewelers.com. And this whole thing reacted. I saw the morning show poll this morning, which was 60-some percent of people saying that they were concerned about this game, that they could lose. Mm-hmm. So we put up a similar poll as I look at it right now, and it's more or less asking the same question. Are you worried about the game, that they could lose? And right now, why can't I find it, Jack?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Did you delete it, or you just had a lot of tweets today?
No.
59.5% are saying that they're not worried. They're worried about the game.
Yeah, so, 60%.
There you go. All right. It's about what we've been getting all day.
Yeah.
All right, back to the phones. Ja'Cory in Florida. Ja'Cory listens on the radio.com app. He joins us right now. Ja'Cory, how are you?
What's going on, guys?
What's going on, Ja'Cory?
What's up, J-Man?
Good, man. It's Dallas week, man. Y'all, I don't know, man. Y'all got to turn up, man. Y'all got to get hyped up. I'm hyped up. I want to beat Dallas. Look, I'm not worried about the game. We're going to beat Dallas. I think it'd be at least a two-score game. I don't think I agree with Ike. You know, we got to stop Zeke. Got to stop 21. I'm not going to say load up the box and blitz everybody, but you got to stop Zeke. You know what I'm saying? I think Carson going to have a good game. I'm excited to see Rager back. I don't think Goddard is going to play, because I feel like they're not going to chance it because how long Ertz out. But I want to see some receivers play. I think Rager's going to play. You got to let him fly. You got to let him go deep. You got to, Carson got to, just bomb one up to him.
Oh, he will.
Let it go. Got to.
Yeah, I think Carson's probably happier he's back than anybody, because Carson wants to throw the ball deep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what he wants to do.
And the line has to hold up, too. I'm going to agree with you. All right, we got to run the ball. I know we got all these little small, fast little running backs. But, we got to just run the ball, up the middle, cause plays, whatever, just to get the ball. Because dogs like that last, they're stopping the run. So we got to do that, and mm-hmm. I think we're going to win. So,
all right. Yeah. Well, it will be fun to have Rager back out there, and here's the thing about you don't have to say I want to see the young guys play anymore, because that's all we have left.
Yeah, they're gonna play.
Yeah, well, I mean, we don't. Deshaun's pretty much gone until December, so you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
Alshon, okay, I don't think anybody's fighting to get Alshon back out on the field.
Doesn't seem like it.
Ertz. That injury is going to be serious. You're going to see Goddard back out on the field before you see Zach Ertz back out on the field. So you're going to get that. And we don't have any old running backs.
Mm-mm.
And JP is the only old offensive lineman. And we know he's not going to last the next 8 weeks.
Mm. No.
So JP is really the only older guy that's left.
Yeah.
It's the youth movement has pretty much been completed.
Yeah.
Carson and the kids.
Just because there's nobody else left standing.
There's nobody standing.
That's true.
Well, that's usually what happens when you have old players.
Yep.
It's true.
It is true.
True.
All right. Tim in Coatesville. Tim's not a Cowboy fan, he says. Tim, how are you?
Doing good. Yourself?
Good, man. What's up?
I'm from Texas originally. Been up here 12 years now. Was a Cowboys fan, all that. And I got to say, Ike's right. Jerry Jones is up to something. Texas pride, that's not something you mess with, and he's pissed off that his team sucks. And so he's definitely making moves. So I don't think they're going to win, but I probably wouldn't be too confident that they're not trying to do something.
Right. See, and that's my thing. I'm worried about that last little, oh, let's give it a try, the old college try, let's rally behind Ben DiNucci. And again, it probably won't wind up being enough in the end unless the Eagles play down to the level of competition, right? Mm-hmm. Like if the Eagles are, if God forbid Wentz is out there turning the ball over, he's missing throws or what have you, and you're getting three and outs and you're not getting points, well, the longer that game goes on, the more the Cowboys feel like, well, hold on, we can steal this game.
Exactly. And, like, he has all the money. He can do what he wants. Like, he can – but, yeah, I wouldn't say that they're not going to try it. They haven't given up. They're he's an old fart. He's a little pissed off, and he wants to make a point.
Mm. So what do you think on Sunday night, Tim?
I was thinking about betting just because I can make some money if the Cowboys win. So I was thinking then, but I think the Eagles will win, but I still – you never know. Both teams are kind of crazy right now.
All right, Tim. Appreciate it. Yeah, I mean –
I think Tim is still a Cowboys fan.
Hey, I'm not buying that for
a
second.
Yeah, he's a Cowboy fan.
It's like, I'm not a Cowboys fan anymore. He's not a Cowboys fan because they suck, right? Like,
yeah, it's just one of those Cowboys
fans.
Yeah,
like if the Cowboys were good, he'd be like, why would you
not be a Cowboy fan?
Huh?
Why wouldn't you still be a Cowboy fan just because you moved here? You shouldn't give it up just because you moved here.
I think it's apathetic. Like, you're just.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you move here, and there's plenty of reasons to not be a Cowboy fan.
Hey, look at the area. See the Schuylkill?
So, Jack, are we going to have a cage match tomorrow? Are we going to pit a Cowboy fan against an Eagle fan?
There's no good Cowboys fan.
You heard Tim.
There's really not.
Yeah, we'll get Tim. You want me to get Tim back on the line?
No.
What about him go against Andy?
So, we had Lamont. Well, I want Chuck to take on a Cowboy fan.
Oh, God.
Well, I want Chuck to just take on everyone.
Right. Chuck against a Cowboy fan. And a Cowboy fan that, like, Lamont yesterday was a good Cowboy fan as an example. He's unrealistic. He thinks his team is better than they are. You know what I mean? Like, he's... We want a Cowboy fan. It's not going to be like, well, I don't think the Cowboys are any good, and they're probably not going to win. You know, we want a Cowboy fan that thinks this team can still win the Super Bowl this year, Ike.
Yeah, good luck finding that fan.
And Angry Al's ditched the show.
Yeah, Angry Al doesn't even call us anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the deal is. I
think he's waiting to after this week. You know it.
Well, I think his work schedule must have changed, because even when he does call in, it's very late in the show.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll send him a message and see what he's doing.
Just disappointing. Like, we had a little bit of commitment.
Well, and here's the other thing. Now, we don't beg for people to call. We're just acknowledging that he has not been calling.
We take notice.
Yeah, we're just acknowledging that.
Writing down notes.
Because if the Cowboys were 5-2, we would have heard from him.
He would definitely have found a way to call in. Without a doubt. Without a doubt. Well, maybe we can get something going tomorrow. So if there's anybody out there, tweet Jack or tweet the show.
Mm-hmm.
If you think you're a Cowboy fan that can stand up to Chuck or another strong Eagles fan, hopefully
yeah,
Chuck.
I don't think so. Not with this team.
I've seen a couple of cars ride by me this week with the stupid Cowboys license plate or this.
How about this Cowboys?
This is the one I used to hate. I used to hate this one the most. The Jeep with the fifth wheel on the back and the cowboy covering over the fifth wheel.
Oh, man. Like, that's the absolute worst.
Oh, that's the worst one.
The absolute worst. Absolutely. Yeah. It's bad enough you have a tire on the back of your car as it is. I get it. It's a Jeep. You got to put the cowboy star up there.
Yeah.
All right. 215-592-9494. Oh, Slay's coming up. Like, Darius Slay, is he ready for the Cowboys? His matchup with Amari Cooper and more. That's next, Darius Slay.
We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.